This is a Rediscover the Magic recording with Joe Warwick. Becoming more than you've ever been. Hey, so today I have a little treat for you. This is the only recording you're going to have, but it's a bit of a long one, so you've got to dedicate yourself to the time and have re-listen to it quite a few times. But we're going to clear away all of those blocks, those irritating final blocks that are getting in the way. We're going to be looking at absolutely loving your body, because your body is the vehicle in which you express your true self through. It's your way of kind of living in this world and experiencing pleasure and expressing how you feel and expressing your soul to the world. And it's the way you kind of move around. That's why it's a vehicle. So we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be clearing away anything that's stopping you from receiving completely and utterly. So that you can really move into absolute abundance everywhere in your life, having that love-filled life, fueled life, really, love-fueled and filled. And you're going to become a show-off. We're going to look at becoming a bright, shiny show-off and really kind of stepping into the real woman that you are. And finally, we're going to check out about making sure you've got all the tools that you need for the right job. So let's get cracking. Really excited. So what I'm going to ask you to do is make sure, like all the meditations that you've done, to get your feet on the floor if you can, and be in a nice comfortable chair somewhere safe and relaxed. Don't want to be doing this driving or anything like that. Just make the time for it. You're worthy of it. So you can do this lying in bed, by the way. By now you've done enough of the meditation stuff. You can do it lying in bed. You can visualize it. It's fine. But just make sure you're somewhere totally safe and comfortable. So, what I'm going to ask you to do is visualize, as you were doing with the sore sunbathing, we've done this a couple of times now, that you're going to be sitting in the sofa. You're back in your sofa. And it's a beautiful sunny day, glorious sunshine. So imagine that the sun is blazing on you. It's the perfect temperature, and you are lying in the sofa or sitting in the sofa, whatever feels comfortable for you, but you've got full contact with the sofa. And I want you to imagine that the sofa is gold, okay? It's bright and light and shiny, and it's so warm to squidge into. It's like it's totally heated by the sun. It's totally warm, totally squishy. You feel absolutely comfortable and relaxed. So take three deep breaths while you're reconnecting, squidging into the light, connecting with source as you relax into your sofa. It's just a great way of visualizing that connection and really being aware that you're sort of lying your head back onto the sofa, you're connecting your shoulders with the sofa, you're connecting the back of your heart with the sofa, that you're connecting the back of your solar plexus with the sofa, and your lower back, squidging down your bottom, backs of your legs, everything squidging into the back of the sofa. And you're feeling that absolute connection, because source really does come through you. And that's why we get this feeling of being blocked behind, and where we sort of bury everything behind, is when we do that, we're actually blocking and disconnecting our connection to source. That's what's creating all the crap. So that's why we get lots of backache and we get lots of neck ache, and it's always in the back. And we're connecting that energy force coming through us and shining out of us. Okay, so it shines through us from the back and out of us into the front. So really squidging in. And like it's the warmest thing in this world. And so the same feeling like you'd have if you were slipping into a warm bath or leaning on an electric blanket, or to just really, really allow yourself to see, sense or feel. But also, if you can't do any of those, just know it's happening all by itself. All you have to do is let go. So keep breathing. You should be really good at this now. Squidging in. And then you're just going to let that light is going to start seeping into your skin. So all of the energy coming from the sofa, the light coming from the sofa, or the warmth from the sofa, is seeping into your skin from behind. And it's like connecting with you. So you're merging into it, and it's merging into you. totally connecting together and letting that light fill you up. So the sofa is going to start radiating, really radiating all its light and energy, and it's seeping into your skin. So this all lovely golden light, warmth coming into your skin from the back to the front, filling you up. So it's filling you up all the way to the front and taking some nice breaths with that, breathing in and breathing out. Totally letting go of everything, allowing, just softening and allowing that light to come in. Really being aware to say to yourself, I let love in, I let light in, I let source in, I let it in. Filling you up until you feel like you're radiating all the way through your body. All the way as though it's coming, as though you have a sense of it coming to the front of your skin. And now it's going to feel like it's just allowing it to pour out of your feet, and now it's going to go down into the center of the earth. So you're not losing anything, you're just going to connect with that earthy energy, being here on the planet, being loved for being part of the planet, being part of nature, squidging into the earth, loving and connecting with all of that, connecting with the energy source that's just comes up through the center of the earth, all part of the earth, part of the planet, being loved completely by the planet, being completely loved by Mother Earth, being completely loved by nature, and that you are both spiritual and physical. There's still part of you that's an animal, there's still part of you that is in a body, so you're loving that, and it's coming, the light's just going to bounce all the way back up, so it's going to seep up into you, you're fully connected to it. So imagine the energy is now loving you, and you're going to join in with the force of the energy of the world, which is a forward growing energy. That means, like every plant, it's going to grow upwards. So that energy is going to come up again, up into your feet, up into your legs, and it's going to be totally connected with all of the energy coming from source behind you. So now you're fully connected in those ways. And it's going to come up and it's going to be clearing around your hips, your genitals, your thighs, your tummy, your lower back, everything in your solar plexus, up into your heart space. So really up into your chest, fully, fully loving all of that, loads of energy, getting lots of movement, up into your throat, completely upwards, into your throat, clearing everything around. Everything that's from the back of your neck should be clearing because source is connected there, and you're clearing it away, coming upwards. And the energy is just going to force up into your head, clearing away what you can see, what you can hear, what you can speak, what you can smell, all of your senses, including your third eye, all of that, just clearing away everything in your physical being and connecting your physical being with your spiritual being. And it's going to go up through the top of your head and up into the light as though you're coming up into the sunshine. So you're going to connect with the source of energy that is all around us. So we're looking at kind of the bigger stuff of the energy, not just source energy, but the connection of being in touch with the sun and the moon and the planets and all of that. So you're connecting with the sun above you. And you're feeling all that connection to source, to the planet, to being here, being on Earth, being part of the world, and part of your energy field. So all completely connected as it comes back down and into your body. So now that you're sort of fully plugged in every aspect of your soul, your mind, your body, everything is connected to source, to energy, to love. And you're going to fill that up until you're going to start feeling your body's going to radiate. Okay, so it's going to radiate light a foot around you. So you're bigger than your body. Your body's plugged in and charging, like you charge your phone. And you're giving it so much love. Remember, it's a vehicle, so it needs fueling up. It needs to be charged. Letting that do its thing while you expand beyond your body. You should know and feel by now how easy that is to the real you can expand beyond your body by a foot. And then you're going to expand by 2 feet, 3 feet, You can expand, and so you're just radiating all this. And I want you to feel like it's not happening with hard, you know, any difficulty. This is happening with ease because you're not asking yourself to grow. You are just radiating the love and the light that's pouring into your body and creating a nice bubble around you. You are now just a bright, shiny lighthouse. You're just shining, radiating, little bundle of energy source. Just totally plugged in, totally radiating. So you should be able to now see your energy feel in around your eyes. So there'll be a sense of being able to see, sense or feel your energy field. Feel yourself in your true sense outside of your body, but your body's still there. You're still connected, still here. Loving that. Expanding now. As big as the room you're in. So you're just allowing yourself to radiate a bit bigger. Giving yourself loads and loads of space and room to breathe, room to move, lots of love sent out into the room you're in, everywhere that you're surrounded by you, loving by you, fully connected, you are source and source is flowing through you. So all of that loving energy is you, and you're surrounding yourself everywhere with that loving energy. And you're just going to expand it a bit bigger to imagine it's being as big as your house. So you're just expanding it to be as big as your house so that everywhere you live is completely filled with love, completely filled with peace and calm and serenity and energy and joy and fun. And it's just love and letting that energy flow through you because it's not yours. You're not giving it away. You're just fully connected to source. Source is just flowing through you. The energy of the earth is flowing through you. The energy of the sun and the moon and the planets and all of that kind of being in the universe is flowing through you. So you're just allowing yourself to be a sort of a vehicle, you know, a kind of expression of that light flow through you. Now you're fully and utterly connected. And you could keep expanding and keep expanding. Wherever you want to be, you can expand as much as you want. But we're going to stay like that for now. And I'm going to ask you to really allow yourself to accept that you can be seen, heard, and felt in the world. And I'm going to ask that light, I'm going to allow it to flush through you, through your body, through all of your energy field, everything that's blocking you that says you're not worthy of being seen, heard, or felt. Any old bits of debris, any bits of fear or guilt, any bits of debris that are lingering around, just blast them away with light. Let the light flush stronger and brighter and bigger. So you just allow that loving energy to clear it away. And I want you to say to yourself that I surrender all of that to loving energy. Okay. Anywhere that you are blocking this worthiness of receiving so that you're not thinking you are good enough, that you're blocking your actual receiving in your life, still that you might be feeling a bit crunchy, things might be still can't quite get it, and maybe there's some delays. You're creating delays to love that you can't have it now. Means you're still playing out those beliefs of it being conditional, that I'm not allowed to receive now, that I'm not worthy of receiving it now because I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I have to be perfect first before I receive. How about we switch that around and come back to the truth of recognizing that if you receive, you will be perfect. Because if you receive, you'll be filled up with love and love is perfect. If you allow yourself to be loved, you will be happy and abundant and content, and you'll have, you can receive all the money that you want. You can do the job that you want. You can have the partner that you want because you're allowing yourself to be loved. You're just opening the doors to saying, I can be loved unconditionally. Source is loving you at this moment unconditionally. Source does not have, and the planet doesn't have, and the universe doesn't have, if we didn't give it energy in the whole complete sense, however you want to define it, as God, you know, the universe, source, however you're defining it, does not have any beliefs of saying you have to prove yourself so I love you. Okay, so any concepts of that, anywhere that's coming from the forefront, I want you to imagine the light flushing in from behind you, flushing in from up from your feet, flushing down from your head, and inviting that love in and saying, I surrender all of that to love and miracles, and I let myself be loved. You're going to clear all of that away. Time to let it go. Really allow it to flush through. Because you're going to make a choice now. You're making a choice, and it is a real choice. I'm going to ask you three questions, okay? Do you want, and listen to your soul in this, you'll know the first answer, okay? Do you want pleasure, or do you want to please? Do you want passion, or do you want drama? Do you want abundance, or do you want lacking? Okay, I think anywhere that you heard you wanted pleasing, drama, and lacking, I want you to surrender all of that up. So let it go. We're going to clear all of that away. Flush the loving light source to come through you and say, I surrender all of that to love and miracles. It'll be replaced by love. Let it become love. Let the love in. You choose to love yourself. So just say in your mind, I choose pleasure. I choose passion. I choose abundance. I choose love. So repeat that again. I choose pleasure. I choose passion. I choose abundance. I choose love. Okay. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let everything go. Okay. So now we're going to turn the energy. So we're going to turn it up. So where you've expanded, I want you to imagine where you've expanded out and you're radiating. You're just going to turn all of that energy. You're not going to shrink. Okay. But you are going to flood yourself with energy. So even though you've got energy coming from the planet, from the universe, from source, you're going to turn that energy around where you've been expanding and send it back to you. You're going to love yourself. So you're now coming from four areas completely of loving you. So you're not just letting love in, but you're also taking action in loving yourself. And actually what you're going to do is I'm asking your soul to love your body. Okay, so we're going to be sending all this love to your body. Now, this is a big area that you've been kind of moving through and clearing stuff as we've been going along. But we're going to take a real conscious act now of choosing to love your body. You are a spiritual being in a human body. Okay, you're not separate to. You are using this body as a vehicle to experience your life, to express your love, express the truth, connect with others, and have pleasure, okay, to have joy. Your body is here to help you enjoy life and move around on the planet, okay? That's all it's there to do. It's an amazing, beautiful thing. But when you've been in all of those experiences of hating, been blocking your body full of all that pain and suffering, which you've been clearing, you are going to really hate being in your body, and where you felt criticized, where you felt criticized by others, if you've experienced any form of abuse, going to feel that your body is sort of some sort of prison, which is what you've been clearing. But I get a feeling there is still some blocks where you're holding on. And so we're going to turn all of that energy. So now really connect to the light, squidge again, lean into the sofa, really squidge in, okay? Make that intention that says, I really, really, really want your love. I really, really want your energy. I really, really, really want to be healed. And I'm willing to show up by leaning into you, letting go, not trying to control. And that's why it's so important to recognize that, leaning into source. Saying, I don't want to control this. I want to be loved and guided. It's a much different way of approaching your life. It can be used everywhere. So you're leaning into source. Let me guide you. Let me be guided by you. Let you love me. Okay, so really lean in. really pull up all the energy from the earth. Feel, imagine you're kind of sucking it up. The earth wants you to do that because you're loving it back, so it's okay. There's no shame in taking what you need, because you're all naturally will share it back when you're ready. So take what you need, suck up the energy from the earth, suck down that energy from the universe, from the sun. Really allow source to love you, and really imagine kind of that energy that's in front of you to turn back on itself. You're making that choice to say, I love my body. And I want you to actually say, I surrender all of my self-hatred, all of my self-loathing of my body, hating my body, anywhere I've criticized my body. I surrender all of that to love and miracles. I choose to love my body. I surrender all of that pain, all of that abusive behavior I have done to my body. I surrender it all to love and miracles. I surrender it all to love. I choose love. I love my body. Love my body. Loving my body. And I want you to just really love your body, because everywhere that you're feeling pain, or you have felt pain, or you've been ill, is your body actually saying, I need you to love me. I need you to love me. It's not hating you. It's saying, I'm in need of love. I need you to love me. I need you to take care of me. There's something you're not listening to. So send lots and lots and lots and lots of love to your body, so that you can be and enjoy being in your body. It's your home for your time here on the planet. When you're not just a spiritual being, you're a spiritual being in a human body. You're experiencing the world through a body. So you've got to enjoy loving your body, and it being a healthy, fit, sexual, vibrant, happy body. A happy, happy body. And happiness comes from having pleasure, having lots and lots of love, having an abundance of joy, and being healthy. So just keep sending all that in. I love my body. I choose to love my body. I surrender all, everything that's getting in the way of me loving my body, where I've not been loving my body, and lean further and further into source, further and further into the sofa. Allowing it all to fill up with love and light. Turn it up. Turn the energy up. Give yourself lots and lots of love. Take 3 deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Really letting it all go. 2 more. Okay. One last time. Okay. I just want you to stay as you are, and I'm going to ask you if there is anything that your body wants to bring up, soul wants to bring up, any pain that and fear you've been bringing in your body, holding in your body, about feeling disappointed, let down by your parents or siblings, your family, teachers, school, anything that's truly stuck in your body from when you were younger, any age that might come up, anywhere that you're conscious of or unconscious of, that you've been driving from, believing you have to stay in that pain, playing out those childlike behaviors of being a hurt child, which is a victim. I'm a hurt child. Otherwise, we call it victim, but actually you're a hurt child in an adult body, playing out the same pattern. So anywhere that you're playing that out, any pain, unloved pain, any, you know, unhealed pain, anywhere that hasn't had any love to heal it, I ask, bring it to the surface. Let your body bring it to the surface, bring it to your recognition. We don't need to get stuck in it. We're just going to send lots and lots and lots of love to it. So you're going to allow squidge into source again, lean back, allow source to flush it through, pull the energy up from the earth, allow the energy to come down from the universe. And you're going to turn love from yourself, projecting love straight at you, at your body, clearing everything around, because all that pain is stuck in your body. It's not stuck in you. You are free. just stuck in your body, and we're clearing that out. And I want you to just allow all that energy, all that loving energy, source energy, to clear into you, brighten it up, blast it away. Say, I choose love, and I surrender everything, that anything that's all about, surrender it all to love and miracles. And I allow you to love me and heal me and clear it away. Take your breath. Just enjoy that space. I'm going to ask anywhere that you feel guilty, if there is anything that your body or your soul wants to bring forward where you feel guilty because you couldn't make your family or parents or siblings or teachers, friends happy, that you couldn't make them happy by healing them, fixing them, you know, trying to give yourself to them, whether you've played that out later in life as well with partners, friends, anywhere you feel guilty for that, bring it to the surface. I'm allowing it to come to the surface. It keeps you in that idea again that you are here to save everybody. It's actually Source that loves everyone. You just have to share your love and expand and allow that love to flow through you. So if you hold on to this guilt that keeps you in victim or hurt child because you feel like a failure, that you couldn't make them happy. We can't make anyone happy. We have a choice to say, I am worthy of being loved. We all have that choice. We are all worthy of being loved. We're all loved unconditionally. We just have to open the door and say, yes, I'm willing to receive that. Thank you very much. I'm worthy of it. Which is what you've been doing, which is awesome. Really, really great. So set yourself free from this pattern. Now, squidge into Source. Allow it all to come up, squidge into Source, allow Source to into the sofa, all that loving energy to seep into you, turn it up, allow more in, I choose love, I choose love, I choose love. Allow it to come, the energy to come up from the floor, you're going to suck it up from the planet, take it in from the universe, turn your love on you, so that the love from your spiritual self, your soul is going to send lots and lots of love to your body again. Loving your body, clearing it from your body. It's just an illusion. All of those illusions of that you are your body, the pain that you've been having. You've got to love your body, but you're not your body. So send lots and lots and lots of love to your body. You're just taking care of your body because it's your home. You're not your house, are you? But you do take care of your house. It's exactly the same. You're not your car, but you take care of your car. So you're going to love your body, let everything go, anything you've been holding on to, let all that energy flush in. Say, I surrender every part of that, everything to do with all of that, to love and miracles, to love. I let myself be loved, I accept love, I allow love to heal me and clear me. Take a deep breath. Let it all go. Okay, super. Now we're going to turn your energy around again so that you're now going to expand. So you're not going to, you're all that loving energy is just floating around you, and so you're going to allow Source now to just flow out of you and radiate. Okay, you're doing so great. So now we're going to squidge back into the Source, and we're going to be looking outwards instead of inwards. So we're going to be looking out now. We're not going to be ebbing, we're going to be flowing. So we're going to become a bright, shiny show off. Okay, being a bright, shiny show off. Okay, I expect when you were younger, maybe people said to you that being a show off was a bad thing. Okay, that you're too big, too much, got you jealousy. People said you were spoiled, you're taking too much attention. Yeah, anything that said you got, you know, people were afraid of you. Yeah, they got told off because they were bad, so they projected their stuff onto you. All of that. Okay, we're going to get rid of that. We're going to delete that, get rid of it. We're going to surrender all of that to love and miracles. Okay, it's just rubbish. Okay, instead you're going to grow into. So I want you to, this time you're going to squidge into Source, pull all that energy up, and you're going to expand it out. So we're going to expand back out, fully out now. expanding to the size of the house, size of your room, size of your house. Expand if you've got a garden. You want to expand, imagining where you live, whether you live in a village or a town. You're as big as your town. You're just expanding out, brighter and brighter and brighter. And so you're just radiating till you see no sense of feeling of where you end. To be completely yourself, instead of your body, but you're expanding your light out to be a bright, shiny show-off. Because you want to be a bright, shiny show-off of love. This is what you're doing. You are a bright, shiny show-off of love and joy, and you're going to vibrate abundance. Really think that about yourself. Really accept that in. The idea that vibrating abundance, health, your sexuality, your vitality, kind of vibrating life through you. You want to think of yourself like the flowers. We talked right at the beginning about the pansies. To imagine yourself, you want to be showing off your colours. Yeah, like the flowers, you want to be fully blooming now. Coming into being a bright, shiny show-off means fully blooming in yourself, in your body, in your life. Like the lily meditation, you're going to allow your petals to truly, truly open. It's a choice now to truly come into being a bright, shiny show-off. Fully expanding yourself, fully showing off your love, your energy, your vitality, your sexuality, your joy in all things, and your abundance, the fact that you are an abundant being, an abundant loving being, which means you're worthy of receiving everything that you need and want. You can go for everything that you want, you can have everything that you want. And you can take action in your life. You can attract what you want. And you can follow your love GPS. All the things that you desire. You're going to follow desire. Okay, you're going to grow and you're going to expand and become a bright, shiny show-off. And every time you do amazing things, you're going to share that joy as well. You're going to share it with other people and inspire them. Being a bright, shiny show-off means that you are becoming your real self of inspiring other people, uplifting the world around you by being you, getting paid for that, doing things that you want to do that make you happy, you know, doing things that you enjoy, having people in your life, love life, sex life, physical life, friends, anything, connecting around your field of you. You're going to be a bright, shiny show-off of love and have that reflected back everywhere. So like the petals or the, you know, the pansies or the lilies, you're going to be showing off all your colours, all your vibrancy, and you're going to be attracting lots of bees, lots of flies, lots of butterflies. Okay, lots and lots of butterflies. So in the same way, you're going to attract all these wonderful things into your life because you're showing off your true self by being a bright, shiny show-off. So really allow yourself to expand in the light of that. Really visualize that. Really hear my voice and allow your energy to expand and push it out, kind of feeling like saying, yes, yes, I want to be a bright, shiny show-off. So say that in your mind or out loud. I want to be a bright, shiny show-off. Yes, I want to be a bright, shiny show-off. So repeat it with me. I want to be a bright, shiny show-off. I want to be a bright, shiny show-off. I choose love and I want to be a bright, shiny show-off. I'm going to be a bright, shiny show-off. Okay, so really expand all of that loving energy, clearing away anything that's been holding you back from doing that, from being that, from living at your fullest capacity as a bright, shiny show-off. So take a deep breath. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Really feel that. Really loving that. Now in that space, I just want to check in with you that one of the fears that would have come up for you over this journey or before you started this journey is the idea that I'm not enough. I haven't got what it takes. I don't know what to do. And a lot of that has come up because you didn't have the right tools for living. Okay? You didn't know how to live as you because of all the things that we've talked about over all this time around your upbringing and where people have said it's not okay to be you. So you couldn't explore being you. So you didn't get to, you were like a learner driver permanently going around not knowing how to drive on the motorway or not knowing how to drive anywhere. You haven't had the correct teacher to live your life. But over this period of time, over the 12 weeks, you have been learning new tools. And I'm sure that along that way, you've also been finding new tools. Other things have been coming into your life that have been inspiring you. You've been attracting. You've suddenly found pieces of writing that you really, really like to read, or other people that you thought, hey, they're a real inspiration. Meeting people, getting inspired. Okay. And that it's all about the right tools coming forward for you now, taking everything that you've learned to take it into how you want to be in your life. So we're going back to our wheel of life, where perhaps there are things now you want to explore more of your career. You know, what do you want to do for fun and be paid for it? Okay. As regards to relationships, you have every tool to have a wonderful, loving relationship. You just have to keep checking in with source and being yourself. Okay. Being absolutely honest, being yourself, vibrating in this love, loving yourself, always keep doing, using these tools to clear everything away, so that as long as you're being authentically you, expanded, beautiful, bright, shiny show of you, then you can play with the right people, because they'll turn up, the right man will turn up, your relationship will shift. And I'm sure that you've probably noticed some shifts in your relationship at this point. But there are always, you can do little check-ins. You know, you can check in with anything that I've got going on, the webinars or things like that. You can keep using this course. But it's understanding you just needed the right foundation tools to be you. You just had to clear away the rubbish to come back to being you, because you were born knowing how to be you, how to live your life. And as long as you know the truth that life is fun, playful, you're here to have a great time, that all the other stuff is just rubbish, it's just not real. You're coming into that real truth of being that expanded, bright, loving self, that where people choose to be in that pain, they actually keep themselves blocked, they can't do anything, and it's self-created, okay? So you have freed yourself, and you're amazing, and I'm so super, super proud of you for doing all of this, okay? Because you've now got the tools, you just have to go out there and get what you want, have what you want. So making the changes where you follow your desire using your love GPS, say in your career, you know, maybe that there are parts of your life that you know, when you were younger, you knew you were really, really good at something, really, something really, really excited you, okay? But you've always thought, oh, maybe I'm not good enough, or I'm now too old, or I can't do that, or allow yourself to sit with the truth, okay, of what you want to do. Connect with source, lean into the sofa, lean into source, ask yourself to be inspired and guided with your love GPS, and then follow the stream of where it goes. So when it feels exciting and bubbling and you're like, yes, I want to do that, don't hold yourself back. That's a really important bit now, because you've been brave enough to take the action doing the course. But you must take action in your life. It's really important. Remember, your body, as I said, is a vehicle for you experiencing your life. Therefore, your body needs to take action. Once your soul, your spirit, your body, your mind, everything is lined up, you must take action and have intention of where you want to go. And you know what you want to do. Okay? Anywhere you think, oh, but I don't know, is because you've got fear. So surrender that fear to love and miracles. Let's clear all of that. Surrender all the fears to love and miracles. You do know, okay? All you have to do is squidge into source, okay, and let the truth come forward, because it's only you thinking, I don't know, and that's based on the past. You do know. You do know what makes you happy, okay? Really, really, really important to accept this now. You do know what makes you happy, and you can be a bright, shiny show off in your life. That means having fun, doing what you want to have fun, yeah? That you can actually have money to have the fun. All of that, because of all that energy of those different parts of your life that you might be thinking, but I can't get money for that, I can't do that because I don't have the money. Money is just an energy, all right? Money is just an energy. It is love, okay? So when you open up to saying I'm worthy of love, you open up to money. When you open up to saying, I'm worthy of having a relationship, I'm opening up to, you know, I'm worthy of love, I open up to having relationships, I'm worthy of having love and being physical in my body, then I'm worthy of having a sex life. It just starts with loving you and then expanding into your life, being a bright, shiny show off, and taking action. It's very simple, okay? It's very, very simple. So now that you're in this space, as we come to a close today, I'm really proud of you, okay? I'm really, really proud of you. Listen to this video, recording several times. Keep using it and clear away anything that might come up, because you're still in process and it's going to take a bit of time. And even though that the course is coming towards an end, you're going to be in process for a while because you're changing your life. You're going to keep repeating, coming back to the wheel of life and checking out what needs to grow now, what needs to change now. But remember, you have the tools, so use them. No one else can tell you to use them, or make you use them. I can't make you use them. You've been doing this all this way because you know deep down you're worthy of love. You're worthy of having this difference. And so you've got here, which is brilliant. So good. So really just taking for a moment, lean back into source, into the sofa, letting it flush through you. Bring up the energy from the floor, from the earth, saying, I love the planet. Okay, so you're loving the planet. You're so grateful for loving the planet, and the planet loves you. Going up to the universe, receiving all that energy into your mind, into your body, from the universe, from the sun, all of that coming down from the top of your head. You're saying, I love, love, love the universe, and I love that I'm loved by the universe. Okay, allowing source to flood into you and say, I love, 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 love that I'm loved by source. Okay, that I am loving source and source is loving me and I love source and this is great and I accept everything. And then allowing it to radiate completely through your body, out through your body, expanding past your house, as far as you can want to go, expand, as big as your city, as big as the planet. You could go as big as the planet, anything you want to do. You can be as big as you want to be because you are an infinite being. Okay, say, I love my body. I'm so grateful for my body. I'm so grateful that I get to experience the world through my amazing body, and I'm loving my body. And anywhere I need to take action in giving more love to my body, maybe I need to change how I eat. Maybe I need to change. I need to do more exercise. I'm going to listen to my body, whether my body needs more vitamins, needs me to start doing smoothies, green smoothies, whether my body needs me to start running, whether my body needs me to rest more. Maybe my body needs me to just simply love my body more. Maybe my body needs me to get some more clothes to make it look great. Dress it really, really well that reflects the love I have for my body. Okay, so you're sending all of that love to your body, expanding out. And I'm a bright, shiny show off. I love my life. I totally and utterly love my life. So expanding right out and saying, I love my life. I love being me. I love living my life. And I'm going to love it every day. It's an amazing thing. I'm so grateful. I'm having a great time. Okay. And I love everybody else on the planet. I love being on the planet. I love being in the world. I love the world. I'm loving the world and everything on it. Loving the world and everything on it. Sending your love to heal the world. Loving yourself, full of source energy, fully supported and loved by the planet, by the universe, by source, by you. Completely loved and supported. Take three nice big deep breaths, feeling all of that loving energy through your body, so gorgeous, so lovely, absolutely super. And you can take the time to bring yourself back to the room when you're ready. You will not lose anything, this will stay with you as always, completely growing and loving and living your life. Have a fabulous day, have a fabulous week, and much, much love to you, and I'm so proud of you, and keep it up. Go out there and be a bright, shiny show off. Lots of love. Bye.